This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. One day after the U.S. Justice Department unveiled a 37-count indictment against former President Donald Trump, he is using his campaign stop Saturday to refute the charges. The indictment unsealed Friday charges Trump with willfully defying U.S. Justice Department demands to return classified documents, enlisting his aides to hide the records, and even telling his lawyers he wanted to defy a subpoena for the materials stored at his residence. Speaking to North Carolina Republicans, Trump continued a theme he began earlier in the day in Georgia, where he insisted the charges against him are baseless, ridiculous, and politically motivated.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
Despite his protestations, legal experts say the Justice Department has built a strong case against Trump. Temple University law professor Craig Green told the Reuters news agency after reading through the indictment, his biggest surprise is how active Trump allegedly was in concealing documents from authorities. He also raises the question of why.
Another theme of the prosecution that I think one, it's not directly stated, but I think it's very clear, there was no good reason for Mr. Trump to have these documents at Mar-a-Lago. There was no good reason for him to be showing them to other people. There was no good reason he should be hiding them. And I think that idea of carelessness and of abuse of public trust and of risk to national security, I think is at the core of all of these allegations.
Professor Green was quick to add that politically